Okay, I just need to sip some. You know what? If you honestly, God is so amazing. But if you're in our locker room, we just it's something special in our locker room, and every man looks at each other, and there's just a certain type of love that we have for each other. And you know, for me to come out and say that this was my last ride, and for me now to be headed back to the Super Bowl. For a possibility of me possibly winning the second ring, you know, how else do you cap off a career? You know, how else do you honor your fans and give them everything that, you know, they cheer for? And Baltimore, man, is one of the most loyal places since 1996 that I've ever been around. And the greatest reward you can ever give them is another chance at a Super Bowl. So, man, the last ride, I can only tell you I'm alone for the ride. Yeah.
What a difference a year made.
Yeah, you know what? And after that game, you know, my speeches went viral. You know, social media's kind of took over. But that moment, that conversation with my team, you know, just telling them that, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. He's never made one mistake. And in 2 weeks, somebody else will feel the way we felt last year. But we ran our course. Last year, we ran our course. And it wasn't one play. It wasn't no drop pass. It wasn't no one field goal. It was about a team that came in. And we came back, and we was faced with adversity early this season. You know, the injuries starting with Sizzle. And, you know, the first time me, Ed, and Sizzle and Ed actually played together was against the Colts. You know, so the up and down roller coaster that we went through was just an example of just everything that we had to go through, you know, starting with last year's, you know, loss here and then rebuilding as a team and coming in and having probably one of the greatest training camps ever, you know, I can say, just because everybody believed in each other. And it's just so special. It's just special to be here right now.
What did you say to your team after this game, coming off what you said a year ago when you came into the locker room?
Honestly, I just said that God doesn't make mistakes, man. And like, there was no way that he was going to bring us back here twice to feel the same feeling. You know, he had a real plan for us the whole year. And that's one thing that I really, you know, congratulate my team by, that we stuck to the course no matter what happened throughout the year. You know, it was always next man up. And our locker room is contagious. It's contagious with, you know, a certain respect that we have for each other. Coaches all the way down to trainers. And it's a great environment to be around. And that's probably the biggest thing I got out of telling them is we're back. We're back, but this time we're on our way to the Super Bowl.
Tell about Joe
coming up big time as they're trying to get in the biggest game. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm a little biased because I've always been a Joe Flacco fan, you know, and for Joe to do the things that he's did coming into this business, you know, his first 5 years, you know. He's the winningest quarterback, I think, in playoff history on the road, you know, and that speaks volume, you know, because that man, he always kept his head, you know, on the prize. He never, you know, of course, a lot of people had a lot of things to say about Joe, but as his teammates, we've always been there for Joe, and to do it for him, you know, to do it for him, to do it for Sizzle, to do it for Ray Rice, to do it for Ed Reed, to do it for people that I really wanted them to feel what that confetti felt like, you know, just hearing your name being announced going to the Super Bowl. And so, Joe, man, I'm a fan of Joe's. I've always been a fan of Joe's. And he played his butt off again today. And he was one of the biggest reasons why we're here today.
Ray, your thoughts on how you played tonight? You had one penalty. There was really not much you could do on that one, I guess.
Look, I'm always loved the game, you know. But I just – some things you can't control as a defender, you know. And the guy saw me coming. And, you know, he ducked. So – To get a flag on that, you know, in a championship game, it always bothers you, you know, because defensively, we already have so many rules defensively. So I won't get too much into that. You know, I just say anytime that my defense, me as a leader of my defense, comes out and plays against probably arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, you know, we'll probably go down as 1A, 1A, you know, and to come out and play the way we did, I really respect everything about, you know, Mr. Kraft and the New England Patriots. And Tom Brady is one of the greatest warriors to play this game, and But for our team, for our defense to come out and play the way we did, you know, first half, giving up field goals, and we knew red zone was going to be big, you know, going against this team because they're big in the red zone, and their fast-paced offense is everything, you know, and we had to really settle ourselves down. So, again, I tip my hat off to my defense the way we came out and, you know, never waver. You know, we got frustrated a few times, but we settled back in and everything fell in our place at the end. It's the greatest respect you can ever ask for, you know, is when you walk in your locker room. You walk in and sometimes the hardest thing for me to do, I just try to live a humble life, man, because it's hard because at times you walk in the locker room and everybody wants something from you, you know, and I'm willing to give everything back to them. You know, everything, no matter if it's leadership, no matter if it's teaching them, you know, don't make the mistakes I made in life, you know. Learn from my mistakes. And then and just the beautiful conversations that we done had every Saturday night, you know, and I sit there and I talk to my team and I talk to different players, you know, just about what I used to be when I was in my 20s and where God has brought me from now. And to spread that knowledge and see the changes, you know, to watch a Terrell Suggs grow up right before my eyes, to watch an Ed Reed grow up right before my eyes, a Ray Rice. It's the ultimate respect. It's why you play the game. And I've always said it, that when you leave your legacy, what will your legacy be? And to hear men tell you they love you and to hear men tell you they respect the life that you live, it's the ultimate.
One more last question, guys. Last question.
Does this win give John Harbaugh the respect he deserves as one of the best coaches?
You know what? Like I said, you got to tie him in with Joe. You know, they kind of came in together at this thing. And, you know, we've been to, what, 3 AFC championships. And, hey, a lot of them we could have won, but it just wasn't our time. But I think that the growing that he did with his team, the way he grew with us and the way we understand and the way we respect each other and the conversations that we have as men, you know, that's what I applaud him the most about. You know, everybody only sees the wins and losses. But I think the growing that he grew from year one to now year five, you know, a year of favor, you know, to have favor with his team, to have conversations the way he talked to us as men, that was the biggest difference. That was the biggest difference because we came together and we made our mind up to do something as men.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.